Hello, it's the 25th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Mid-Beds MP Nadine Dorris had her credit card cloned, a court was told. She was the victim of attempted fraud when a thief tried to use the clone card to buy a £1,000 designer coat. In October 2019, Corey Chin entered his email and phone number when trying to use the card, which was used to track him down. Miss Dorris said, "This kind of sophisticated technology-enabled theft can affect anyone, and I'm so grateful to the police for arresting these criminals." The court was told Chin hadn't obtained the card details himself, but takes full responsibility for using them. He was sentenced to 120 hours of unpaid work and to pay £175 costs. The M1 northbound was closed for several hours last night after a serious multi-vehicle crash with an HGV. The road was reopened at 9 p.m. with 2 mile of tailbacks. No casualties were reported, but check the show notes for updates. A heartbroken family are left feeling angry after their 8-month-old kitten painfully died after getting trapped in a barbed wire fence. Little Mo ventured into a garden that had seemingly put barbed wire down to deter cats and foxes. The devastated family plan to report the homeowner to the RSPCA and have urged people not to have anything which can harm animals in their gardens. A planning application for an 8-metre 5G mast near an old cedar tree has been widely criticised, but Bedford Council got its map in a twist after the location on Church Lane was at a junction that doesn't exist. The application was corrected and the deadline for the objections has been extended. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.